You're listening to the Nitty Gritty Podcast with Jen Gall and Shona Hutchings, where they discuss the nitty gritty of creative entrepreneurship. Hey, welcome to our first episode of the Nitty Gritty Podcast. We're so excited to be here. Aisha?
Hey, everyone. This has been a long time coming, so we're really excited to be here and chat about all the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
So we kind of want to do a bit of an introduction to who we are and why the heck we started the Nitty Gritty Podcast. So hey everyone, as I said, my name is Jen and I have a boutique digital and marketing agency here in London, Ontario. And we essentially help small businesses with social media, blogging, branding, design. Our goal is to help small businesses kind of bring their business online and help them build an online community that hopefully turns into money at some point.
We all love money.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We love what we do, but at the end of the day, bills gotta get paid.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Shona Hutchings. I am the owner and photographer behind Hutchings & Co. I guess I started the business originally as a creative outlet because I'm also a teacher, but I was teaching in French, which any French teachers out there know how hard it is sometimes to get out of it. So it was a way for me to kind of have a creative outlet because my main focus in university and in teaching is actually visual arts. So I started the business kind of with Jen originally.
Yeah.
And we were just basically giving businesses and entrepreneurs kind of the service of photography. Yeah. to have photos for their social media, blogs, and websites. And then from there, it's kind of grown. And I've decided to kind of go out on my own, break up from the band a little bit. Sorry, Jen.
It's okay.
But anyways, yeah, so I have just been doing photography for businesses and entrepreneurs kind of in London, whether they need photos for their blog or if they're starting and launching a new product. Or any small businesses that might need like headshots or anything for their website. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And then outside of that, or I guess in addition to that, mm-hmm. I also teach full time. So yeah.
Would you say that you like teach full time and then in addition you do Hutchings & Co? Or does it feel like it's kind of like meld together because now you're doing art?
Yeah, it's kind of melded together, I guess, a little bit because I'm using kind of what I'm learning from Hutchings & Co in some of my classes,
right.
In terms of media arts, like teaching the students like marketing and social media.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess they both almost feel like full-time jobs, let's be honest.
Yeah. Any entrepreneur out there knows exactly what we're talking about. I feel like entrepreneurs are such funny beings because we're like the kind of people who work the 80-hour weeks to avoid the 40-hour weeks. And we work like the most, like random times. Always.
Okay, yeah. But it's because you get to go into something that you love.
Exactly. Like, it's like, it doesn't feel like the 80-hour week because you're literally, like, doing something you love to do every single day.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we were just going to talk a little bit about how we met, which, quite honestly, right before we started the podcast, we didn't even really know. So I'll let Jen fill you in because we knew that we met through a mutual friend. In high school. But we didn't know, like, how we actually came to being, like, friends.
Yeah. So we both went to, are you comfortable if I say the high school?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we both went to John Paul II Catholic Secondary School, and we, again, like you said, met through mutual friends, but, like, to this day, I can remember, like, going out to Harvey's and having poutine and milkshakes or whatever it was that we
just
ordered.
The hearty, like, beautifully delicious, like, healthy foods that you would eat as a high school student.
No. My favorite part about the milkshakes, though, is that when we went in one day and it was, like, now made with real milk. And it's like, yeah. Wait, what? What the heck were we drinking before that?
I remember that.
But, yeah, so we met through a mutual friend. And I honestly, like, we didn't have classes together. Like, I think I knew the mutual friend through elementary school. And then you knew the mutual friend through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like we all just kind of met and went out for lunch one day and we've like just been best friends ever since. And like,
quite honestly, everyone thinks we're sisters because anytime they see us, they're like, oh, are you guys related?
Are you guys related?
Like, we should probably just start saying yes because,
I mean, we really should.
Yeah. So we, our high school was like uniform, because it was like a Catholic high school, and we would show up, we would have these days like monthly where you could come up not in uniform, which was such a big deal.
Off uniform days, people.
Yeah. And Jenny and I would show up in the same outfit without discussing at all what we were going to wear. And we would show up literally in the same like pair of pants and everything.
Yeah, I think it was the day I remember the most for that was like when we were wearing like the, I can't remember if they were like Hurley jeans.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
from West 49.
And they had like a skull on them.
Oh yeah.
And we had Converse and like probably some crazy sweater on.
Okay, everyone had an emo stage.
Okay, we both had them. Both you and I had emo stages. And I'm like horrified to like see our haircuts actually weren't like,
oh, mine were bad.
They were, yeah, they were.
But I have like a whole history to my haircuts, but like we'll just not go on that topic because it's a deep topic.
It's so
we'll
intense.
Leave that. We'll leave that alone.
We'll leave that for another day.
Anyways, yeah, so we met in high school and basically we've been friends like ever since grade 10.
Grade 10, that's a long time. Yeah. So we went to university together, and of course, so we both have, Ashwana had mentioned previously, you have a visual arts background, and so do I. So we both ended up at Western studying visual arts. So like obviously going through all the university trauma.
Trauma. That sounds so bad, yeah.
But like, you know, this the hardships, like they're obviously fantastic, amazing things about university, but
sculpting our like night owl creative minds.
Being in the studio till like 3 a.m. listening to Backstreet Boys and Spice Girls and trying not to
Jesse McCartney. That's one that I remember.
That was a good one, yeah. But yeah, I just remember those days and then being in your wedding and that whole, oh yeah, that.
Yeah, I got married, by the way.
I got married. But yeah, so we've essentially been best friends for, I don't even want to do the math on that on air because I don't think it'll be correct.
Yeah, no, we'll figure it out after.
We'll figure it out.
A long time, everyone. Yeah, it's been a long time.
We'll put it in the show
notes. But not too long because we'll be best friends forever. Okay, how did we become entrepreneurs is our next question.
I kind of love this question simply because like that was never a plan of mine. Like it was never something where I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur one day or I want to own a business. It was like, I always wanted to go into, well, originally it was like, I don't even know what I wanted to do. I don't think anyone knows really what they want to do until they're in it. But I was like, I really wanted to work in nonprofit. And then I ended up working for a fantastic nonprofit that I still am quite involved with, or at least like know the people and talk to the people on a regular basis, all like almost every day. But they really like formed my entrepreneurship journey.
They really saw your potential.
Oh, that's so deep.
Yeah.
But it is true. So they actually saw my business before I did. So for, you know, the entrepreneurial journey is never a straight journey. And I think they saw it before I did. And they were like, are you going to do this? And I was like, well, shit, this is like a fantastic idea. I need to do this. And so I kind of jumped like head first into it. And I will give a huge shout out. He'll probably shoot me for saying this in a podcast, but huge shout out to my partner Brad, because I remember having that conversation with him being like, is it something that like is feasible? Because let's be honest, like you have to have that conversation when this is like the only source of income for yourself or like the other half of your income with a partner. And he was so like just so open to the idea, and he was the one who was like, you're already kind of doing this, like just put the blinders on for 2 years and just like run with it and see what happens. And
I've been trying to get these two to get married because quite honestly, I'm going to bring this up in the podcast because it's been forever, but quite honestly, that's like what you want in a partner, especially if you're like going to go into something that's going to be really stressful and you're going to work like you said, 8 hours over time. They have to be on board. And quite honestly, if they're not on board, they can just GTFO because you need obviously someone that's going to be supportive of you. So yeah, I'll go into like my journey.
Yeah,
I feel kind of like a cheat entrepreneur in a way, only because like I do have a full-time job as a teacher. So I do have another source of income, but
wait. I think there are a lot of teachers though that have that. There's a lot of teachers who like have second job, especially even if you're like a professor, like a lot of them like,
yeah, I do work outside.
They do a lot of that, like whether it's studio work or they like
research.
Like they have another passion, like not another passion, but like they have another outlet, like similar to what you have.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so yeah, I teach full time as a high school visual arts and French teacher. Sometimes I do guidance if they decide to put me in that. But the way that my entrepreneurial journey started, so I guess it kind of started when I was in university. Taking my photography classes. I started actually photography in high school with Jen, with our, like, I love him so much, Mr. Wilson.
My favorite teacher ever.
Oh my God, greatest art teacher on this planet, other than hopefully I aspire to be like him, so hopefully people will talk about me like,
and like
later.
Actually, like, a legit amazing human being.
Oh yeah, so thoughtful and so nice. Listen to all your problems, which is what you kind of want in an art teacher. But anyways, okay, so I started doing photography in high school, and then I continued that in university, and I just, I loved it. It was my passion. I had an amazing professor, Matt Sparling, who really pushed me creatively in terms of digital editing and digital photography, and then I also did analog with another professor. And basically, I was like, yeah, I really like this. And then when I was planning my own wedding, I was like, this seems like a really cool thing to get into. And I remember interviewing a bunch of different like wedding photographers and like kind of what they saw their creative journey being and like what they wanted to kind of get out of my wedding. And then I was like, this is something that I feel like I can go into. So I, during university, started shooting some weddings and getting into that. And then I did like lifestyle photography. So like either engagements or couples photography. There was some like studio shoots for Christmas sessions or mini sessions, as we call them, I guess. And then when I actually got a teaching job, that was a lot of work. Like, weddings are long days, and basically they're really, really demanding, and there's a lot of editing involved, and it just didn't really work with my schedule of teaching. Because I have French as a teacher, I've been very lucky to basically been working full time since I got out of university. So it just didn't work with my schedule. So when Jenny kind of started her business, we kind of discussed like how could I kind of have photography as an outlet? And we kind of worked into the whole brand photography, content photography idea. And that's kind of where it blossomed. So yeah, entrepreneurship.
Yeah, you kind of like run with it. Well, yeah. You've gone with it.
I'm running with it currently.
Yes.
It's still going on.
No, but I think like, I don't know if it's something like it's just like almost ingrained in you. Like you just like took off with it and just like rolled with it the whole way. And it's kind of been, honestly, it's kind of been amazing to watch, because like I've had conversations quite often, whether I'm coaching or helping someone like with just like their entrepreneurial journey, and like whether it's a photographer or someone who's like trying to break into that, and they have struggled. And I think like part of that has to do with like being comfortable with who you are and like the self-promotional part of it. And
I still struggle with that. I get that. Yeah,
I think everyone has in some way or other struggles with that, whether it is evident on social media or not.
Yeah,
I think everyone does struggle with that. And I just feel like watching like how you've progressed to that has been really, really cool.
Oh, thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I also think like partially I think teachers just don't know how to be bored. I think it's like, cause I actually like love working. It sounds weird, but I like to be busy. And when I'm not busy, I'm thinking about how I could be. Do you have that too?
Yes and no. So I think, and we were actually, I feel like we were just recently talking about this in the sense that we're always on.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone in the service industry, I mean, similar to like with the, if you have a product-based industry, depending on what your product is, like you still have to be on. When you're in a service-based industry, you're literally with someone or talking to someone or interacting with a client or a soon-to-be client or your staff or whoever, mm-hmm. on social media, off social media, and you're always on. That when I get I'll like totally confession, legit, this morning I laid in bed for 3 hours and caught up on TV shows.
Awesome.
Because I could.
I mean, yeah, everybody needs that time off.
Yes, sure. But I will be honest, like, when we're in, like, if we have a team meeting, so I have a staff, I've got a great account manager who's amazing, and this, I'm now...
Angela, love you.
Awesome. And I've now been able to successfully have my second intern who I'm currently working with right now. And both my interns I've had so far have been amazing. But when I'm in those team meetings, the ideas explode. And then from there, it's like, what the heck do I start with? And then like, you can't turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And I find those are the days that I love the most. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh.
Exhausted.
I'm just ready to pass out.
By the way, we're currently drinking wine because this is like also our off time kind of.
So. Yes. So that might be why I'm making these obnoxious.
We're like unwinding.
So don't be surprised if every single podcast that we're on, there will be some wine involved, because this is something that Shona and I love to do, is just get together, unwind, enjoy some wine, unwind and wine.
Unwind and wine. Yeah.
And just have a good time. So we want to obviously invite you to be a part of that as well. So feel free to invite.
Yeah. So basically, if any of you would be interested in coming on to the Nitty Gritty podcast, or if you have a topic that you mm-hmm. want us to hear us talk about in terms of entrepreneurs, we'd love to know. So you can reach out to us on our social media. Yes. Or I guess that's probably the best way to do it, or mm-hmm. by email. So yeah. So my social media, Shona's social media, is at Hutchings and Co. Or you can email me at hello@hutchingsandco.ca.
And then mine. So Jen, ours is something simple on Instagram is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. Or our email is hello@somethingsimple.co. And I will also be adding the show notes to somethingsimple.co. We'll have a separate page for the Nitty Gritty podcast and we'll go from there. And honestly, like, the whole point of our Nitty Gritty podcast is to get down into the nitty gritty of being an entrepreneur, no matter what industry you're in or what kind of business that you have. We want to get like into those awkward topics that no one
really... Oh, we're going there.
Okay.
We're going there.
We're running with it.
Yeah.
But we do. We want to get into those really awkward topics that no one talks about, or those topics that maybe could be slightly controversial to some people, but people are talking about them already. It's just not, it's not an open conversation. So we want to open that door to those mm-hmm. conversations and to the conversations that you're interested in hearing about. So as you said, Shona said, you need to remember that you don't know who I'm directing.
Yeah, they can't see me.
They can't see you. It's okay. So if you have a topic that you want to hear, that you want to hear us talk about, we would love to hear more about that, or feel free to reach out to us, because this is supposed to be a conversation. And as much as Shona and I love talking to each other over a glass of wine or two, we would love
four or seven
or quite just a handful. We would love to have whoever is interested on the podcast to just enjoy this and enjoy the conversation and just be a part of what Nitty Gritty means to you.
So yeah, basically that's it for today. That was our intro. It went on way longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, this is like 18 minutes, guys.
Okay, but like, guys, we like to talk, and we're like, I don't know, 2.5 glasses into wine. So thank you very much.
I might be like 3.5, but that's
3.5. Thank you very much for hanging out with us during our podcast, 18.21 minutes.
Yeah, if you've actually made it this far, guys, like, we love you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so we will have another episode for you soon that will actually be talking more about the nitty gritty. So
mm-hmm. Get ready, because this one's a bit of a hot topic, and I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs will really relate to this topic.
All right, so we will see you next time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
That's all for this week's podcast with Jen Gall and Shona Hutchings. Tune in next week for more Nitty Gritty.